Update: Eclipse begins in North America with totality in Mexico. By Joel B. Polak on April 8, 2024. Update: The total solar eclipse has officially ended in North America. After millions were able, despite cloud cover in many spots, to see the spectacular event. Hundreds of thousands of people who have traveled to see Monday's total solar eclipse across the southern and northeastern United States are likely to be disappointed, as cloud cover and bad weather cover much of the path. A total solar eclipse is a rare event in which the moon passes directly in front of the sun, casting a dark shadow that lasts a few minutes at any given point, depending on variables such as the distance of the moon from the Earth. The experience is spectacular. During totality, the outer portion of the sun, the corona, is visible, as are stars near the sun, and planets such as Mercury, which is normally invisible. Animals are quiet, and twilight rings the horizon. However, where there is cloud cover, all that viewers will see is that the sky becomes dark. And weather forecasts have predicted for days that cloud cover is likely, except in parts of the Midwest and portions of northern New England. The eclipse will begin in North America at 2:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11:07 a.m. local time, on Mexico's Pacific coast. The shadow of the moon will cross soon afterwards into Texas, passing near or over Dallas, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, St. Louis, Missouri, Carbondale, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, Buffalo, New York, and Burlington, Vermont. The moon's shadow will leave continental North America via Newfoundland at 3:46 p.m. EDT, 5:16 p.m. local time. Dallas was once thought to be the likeliest location to enjoy clear skies, but now weather forecaster put the chance of clear skies there are roughly 5%, with heavy thunderstorms likely later in the day. Many people have traveled to see the eclipse, booking air tickets, hotel rooms, and other accommodations. Airbnb absolutely crushing eclipse rentals. pic.twitter.com/h00we9. Ian Bremmer, at Ian Bremmer, April 4, 2024. However, many of those travelers are likely to be disappointed, though others will be absolutely delighted. Some eclipse chasers will escape the clouds by flying above them, on special chartered flights. Looking at the sun is very dangerous, except at the moment of totality, and viewers should make use of special glasses or a pinhole camera. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.